When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Oh my gosh, what's that?
It's me. Why do you do that every time you see me? I'm so tired of it. I thought you'd have gotten used to it by now.
No, when you reveal your face to me, take off that mask of yours.
I'm so tired of wearing this cloak every time you come over. That's right. It's Halloween season.
I honestly have no idea when this episode's coming out. I believe this is the Halloween episode though, right?
It is. It's the 27th. I wrote it down last night.
Happy 27th, everybody.
Yeah, a happy 27th.
That's almost exactly a month from today.
Today's the 28th, 2 days away from Zanny's birthday, which we didn't celebrate.
Nope.
Wow, that's a terrible sound. Sorry.
Someone's out there celebrating.
With a really squeaky...
They're just tuning their instruments for the big parade that's happening.
Parade. I set it up.
Right?
Yeah, I did. We didn't even celebrate Zanny's birthday, which is September 30th. Mm-hmm. And... I'm also pretty sure I might be in labor as we are recording this on the 28th.
Cool.
But I've thought that for a while now, so it's entirely possible it's another false alarm, but we'll see what happens. Blaze told me if I stop talking during the episode, that's when things are bad, and I can't imagine that ever happening. So
yeah, I'm not going to even notice if you do. I'm just going to be too busy talking to myself.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll notice if I'm not talking over you. So I think that might be when we need to make moves. But yeah, this comes out the 27th because I... plotted ahead on my calendar last night to see how much time off I get. Which is nice. It's like a month. So this is technically Halloween week that this comes out. So we're doing Halloween attractions, which was kind of a vague...
Pretty vague.
A month of Halloween, though, stuff. Yeah.
If you didn't notice.
If you haven't noticed yet, this is number 4.
It's like we're telling these people, like, yeah, this is what we did.
I promise we did it.
Just nothing's been released yet, so it feels weird.
It feels like you don't know yet, but you do at this point. I also wanted to say before we record that I wanted to thank Madeline because we just received our Beanie Babies and Beanie Boos in a big box. And oh my gosh, it was so fun.
It was so much fun. I have my sloth dangler on my keys.
Yeah, he has a little sloth on his keys.
And my friends at the bar last night were...
jealous?
You know what? Let's go with that.
Oh, okay. And I got Spirit, which is a little German Shepherd Beanie Boo in honor of Gio. We got some, and Madeline picked them out, like, especially for us. It was really thoughtful and nice, and it was...
I'm wondering, so yeah, Madeline said that, like, hey, I picked these out specifically for you.
Uh-huh.
Who the fuck was Enchanted for? Enchanted is mine now. I claimed Enchanted.
Dragon?
No. Enchanted is like the rainbow
owl
with a... that's also a unicorn.
Okay, I listened to the Beanie Baby episode, and I listened to the part where I was like, oh, the lion's horn is too sharp, and you were like, the lion has a horn, and I was like, oh, I never really thought about that. And now that I think about it, a lot of them have unicorn horns. So you got an owl with a unicorn horn.
Yeah, and...
and he loves it.
No, 100%. No, yeah.
I think Madeline probably picked... well, I don't know who that was picked for. Maybe my future child, but like Alexander loves it too much. It's his now.
Yep. You want to hear the description?
Yes.
That's in the tag. I was an owl when I was born. Then I magically grew a horn. I know that this is not the norm, but now I am a unicorn.
I love how matter of fact he is. He's like, step aside. Oh, I love him. So thank you, Madeline. It really made our day to open those and kind of guess, you know, whose was what and read all their tags. And
we've read every single tag, and it was a blast.
So thank you very much. So on that note, I guess let's do Halloween stuff.
Can I read one more?
Yes. Okay. Oh, of the tags? Yes, please.
Remember Pinky?
Which one's Pinky?
So Pinky is an owl.
No, I don't remember Pinky.
Which I actually normally don't like owls, but that's I claimed Enchanted and about. Pinky as my own so because I love them both. Pinky's a Beanie Boo, the plush, the pillow, the Squishaboo. I think is what they called. But Pinky became terrifying once I read the tag.
Oh, I don't remember Pinky at all.
Pinky, this is Pinky. Here's a picture of Pinky.
Oh my God, yes, that pink one. Obviously.
Pinky is a pink owl, and the tag says, "If you look up in the night sky, you just may see me flying by." It sounded so threatening to me.
If you see this thing,
how terrifying would that be?
If that flew above your head at night, it would be very frightening.
Right?
It would be pretty scary.
And I just finished Midnight Mass.
Oh, was it good?
I guess when this comes out, probably more people have seen it. I thought it was great. I'm no spoilers. It's a very different story, obviously, than Haunting of Hill House and Bly Manor. Mm-hmm. It didn't like suck me in quite as much as the other two, story wise, but it was still like cool and awesome and like fun to watch and scary.
Okay,
so well, recommend it.
Is that now you're scared of Pinky because of that? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, just watch it. Something about that tag specifically was just
oh no. Okay,
anyway let's move on. I'm sorry, you're right, let's get into this episode.
Okay, do you want to go first or
sure
me? Okay,
I've got a haunted house in London.
Ooh,
this is called The Dungeons, London. This is a 1-star review by Betty. So many issues here. Too many people packed in at once and a long wait to get in, and all packed onto one corridor. Not COVID safe at all. Water ride broke to the point someone on it with us ended up going to the hospital. And I hurt my finger. Manager was very helpful, however wouldn't go there again if I was paid. End of review.
Do you think this person was trying to climb in the ambulance with the other person?
Yes. Like, oh my God.
I'm also, hold on.
You haven't even looked at it yet.
Yeah, look closer.
It's like when Michael's like,
oh yeah,
saying, well, a foot injury is worse than a head injury, right?
The doctor's like, absolutely not. He tries to stick his foot in the MRI machine with Dwight. Yeah. I feel like that's this person sticking their hand like in the...
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. That's beautiful.
The manager did respond and said, we value your feedback. feedback from people such as yourselves make us better. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh boy.
And I was like, okay. They didn't really acknowledge it at all.
Vague
but,
response.
Yeah.
They're like, we will not be paying you to return as much as apparently that was your suggestion. I have a review of Halloween Nights at Eastern State Penitentiary.
Oh.
In Pennsylvania.
Is it an active penitentiary?
No, it's okay. It's a very old haunted disuse. Is that right? No, I don't know. It's a penitentiary that is no longer used as a penitentiary, but they do like Halloween events.
Okay, cool.
And I guess this year was not good.
Better use for a penitentiary, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one who says that. Some people are like, I really would have preferred to see it as a penitentiary. I was like, okay, go to a jail,
okay,
weirdo.
Fucking weirdo. Like,
yeah, it was really odd. But apparently, so they have a famous event, and I guess it's been really awesome in the past. And this year, they reopened after COVID, and it's like apparently just the number of reviews from the last 2 or 3 days that were just like completely pissed off of people being like, I've been coming here for 5-10 years, nothing's the same. So there's a pattern I discovered when I read these 1-star
reviews.
Were
they like, oh, after everything that I went through these past couple of years with COVID and everything?
Me.
No, they came back and thought, you know what? I want to return to normal. I want to feel like things are back to normal. Everything's good. Let's go to the haunted penitentiary.
Yeah.
That was their thinking.
That was their thinking, and then it wasn't back to normal.
And
it was different than
what
usual.
They remembered it as.
Yeah, because I guess they've had to change some protocol and stuff.
I would hope so.
Right, as one would expect and assume. But I guess when it comes to this kind of thing, people don't like it to change Well, I guess when it comes to anything, people don't like to change.
Yeah. If there's one thing I don't want to change, it's my local haunted penitentiary.
Your local penitentiary.
I like cannot stress enough what this place is.
Okay.
Because I find that makes it so much weirder.
It is weird.
That people are so worked up. Okay.
And the place, the event is called The Terror Behind the Walls or something, but it's shortened to The Terror. So if you want.
Then much better.
Much better. This is a one-star review by Dylan. And see if you can get the pattern as I read three of these. Not right now, but as we go.
I'll read one
for now. One star by Dylan. The Terror has downgraded. It used to have so many scary attractions. Now there's nothing but bars. There's only two actual scare thing. If you crave being touched in this haunted house, you're out of luck. If you came 3 years earlier, you would have loved it. End of review.
Okay, so now it's even worse. The thing that changed is that you're not being touched by the actors.
Everybody wants to be touched.
True. Oh, sorry.
End of story. So many people were like, they didn't touch me once. And I was like, oh my God, if someone touched me right now during like post-COVID, I think I'd be so automatically which I guess maybe that's part of the fear factor, but... people were so distraught that people weren't getting grabbed or pushed or like shoved or their hair pulled. I'm telling you.
I mean, if you take that review and post it in different things,
else.
It could make sense.
Any penitentiary in the country.
Any other penitentiary, sure. No, but if you think, I'm thinking of this in the context of a doctor's office where you go in, they're like, they didn't even test me or touch me or anything. Then you could be annoyed. That seems valid. But a haunted penitentiary thing experience and you want to be touched. I don't know.
I don't either, but people like that. And they have those glow. Okay. So this place has glow sticks that you wear if you want the people to interact with you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I
thought so, but also apparently it doesn't work because everybody who wore the glow sticks was like, they still didn't touch me. So I was like, okay, this seems like a really bizarre. I don't know.
I wonder if someone just finally snapped near the end and said, why won't you
touch me? Yeah. I have two more after.
Okay.
For the next ones that are pretty similar. So.
Okay. I'll save my more of my comments for that. I have so many comments about this.
Great.
Okay. This next one is of the same place, the Dungeons London. This one has a nice, a special owner response. This is a one-star review by Phyllis. Nothing special experience. Took my family of four to Dungeon, and seriously, it has been a waste of money. The most disappointing thing was when my expensive prescribed glasses got lost. I specifically said where I have left them 5 minutes ago. Staff weren't able to find it. From the looks of it, couldn't be even asked to look for it. I was given an email that never been responded to and number that was never answered by any of team members. Extremely disappointed, and as a fact, will not recommend to anyone to waste money in this rip-off and very unprofessional approach. End of review.
Okay, I want to hear this response.
Lost their glasses.
That's their prescription glasses.
Their prescribed glasses, okay. And couldn't find them. And
what
no one
if
could
they
find
were not
them.
Prescribed? They were like the Dollar Tree one. I mean, what? Of course, they're prescribed glasses. Okay, whatever. It's like, who specifies that?
I lost my 3D glasses that I put the plastic out of.
That they wanted back at the AMC, but I took it before they saw.
Here is a response from the owner. Ouch! Have you tried being a torturer? As you have cut us to the core. End of response. Okay, that's not totally end
they're
of response, like, but like that's the funny part.
They're like, send your resume here. Yeah. We're looking for new actors for our haunted dungeon.
Yeah, and they basically said we do sweep the attraction daily, and we would have found them.
Are you a torturer? Oh, that's so, the weirdest response I've ever heard. You've cut us to the core. Do you think they actually, their feelings were actually hurt? It's not like that mean. It's just like.
No, I don't think so. At the end, they said, oh, and here's our email. So you can email us about this.
I did that already.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why. Maybe they gave them a new email, but
I think they want her to work for them.
Responded right away. It was both of these were like 2 months ago, so they at least responded. They seemed to have responded quickly.
Is she just blindly wandering around the city without her prescribed glasses?
Oh, that's true. Maybe she left a review for the wrong place.
Oh, or she tried to type the email in and she just couldn't type it. That's
okay.
Sad.
We figured this out.
It's pretty tragic. Okay, I have a one-star review also of Halloween Nights at Eastern State Penitentiary by Hank. They had a literal prison and couldn't make it scary. They didn't even stick to the theme, you're a penitentiary, use it. Do not pack us in like we're on a line taking a tour so I see what's popping out at the people in front of me. I was actually laughing and cracking jokes the whole time. I was warned I might be dragged and pushed. I clearly consented, so drag me down a hallway or something. Push me for God's sakes. I literally got tickled at one point. And worst of all, when I reached the end, they sent me back 3 wings and I had to redo everything, knowing everything that would happen while my group waited. The only bright side was that it was so laughable I was able to make my own fun. Other than that, a huge disappointment. End of review.
They got sent back, had to do it again.
I don't know. I think they might be a prisoner ghost.
Yeah, I think so.
The way that they're describing, I had to do it all over again.
Yeah,
like,
oh, true.
Forever and ever and ever.
This review sounded somewhat like the beginning it sounded like something a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race would say to a contestant. Like, you have this. You are penitentiary. Use it.
You got legs. Use them.
And it was very like, hey, get your shit together.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shape up your act, Eastern State Penitentiary. Yeah, this is another one of like, drag me down a hallway or something. Please, dear God.
Yeah.
Push me.
They got tickled though. So
they did get tickled, which sounds to me worse than all of the above combined.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty scary.
If somebody tickled me in any context ever, I think I'd be distraught. So I don't know. I don't crave being touched in a haunted house. I don't think, but I guess some people do.
I haven't tried it. The last haunted house I went to, they did not touch you.
I don't think they do that.
Yeah, no, they didn't. And that felt very normal. It was still scary.
Like, they still come at you. I feel like I don't like scary things. So, I mean, this is clearly just a very personal opinion. But, I mean, at least he was able to make his own fun by himself, whatever that means. So,
yeah, was laughing at everything or something?
Yeah, he said he laughed and cracked jokes the whole time, which is like, wow, you must have been a delight.
Yeah, probably ruined it for other people.
Yeah, how fun.
Because you weren't having the time you expected, so you ruined it for everyone else.
Yeah. That's usually what happens.
Yeah. I have another one from this place, the Dungeons in London. This is a review by Walt with another owner response. So here's the one-star review. I was terrified. I hated being forced to be there. Horrible! End of review.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what happened there.
Forced to be there.
anyway, here's a response from owner. Well, if you hadn't committed your crimes, you wouldn't have been locked up in the dungeon. See you soon, sheep stealer. End of the response. It was so specific.
What?
That I thought
sheep
either
stealer?
This person knows them or...
It's a great imagination this guy has.
I don't know. I'm pleased by it.
So he's really ascribing characters to all of these reviewers. The first one's an actual active torturer who's like harming people. And the second one's like a criminal being punished.
Yes.
For stealing sheep.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the kind of, if I were going to a haunted house, I'd like somebody who is like this invested in the actual character development.
True. I think it's very fitting. I think these are very fitting owner responses.
I do too.
They're getting into it. And they also have a sense of humor about one-star reviews.
I don't know if that's a humor. I think he takes this very seriously.
It's a sense of reality.
Like a
or lack of a sense of reality. You know,
I think
he
takes this very seriously.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that very much. Do you think all the people who work there have to get like a character sheet, and like he makes it very like you're not just there to like jump out of people, you get like a full backstory.
Yeah,
like what are your drives, what are your motivations, what are your character flaws. I feel like that would be really fun.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
actually, yeah, okay, we should get started on our own.
It would be so bad.
It's like when they do haunted, I forget what show that was that I watched, where they did a haunted house but it was a Christian one, so it was like angels and like torturing demons or something.
Wasn't that Community? Or no?
No, I don't know if it was weeds or something. I feel like I don't remember what it was, but anyway, makes me think of that where, or like the realities where the horrors are actual realities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like actually,
if you don't find God,
it's not imagination. It's like the reality of the Bible.
Yeah,
how real it actually is.
So, amen.
Amen. This is one served by Adam of Eastern State Penitentiary. Let me just say, it sucked. I tried to scare my own mom, and a guy puts me up against the wall, threatening me. If you plan on going here, I wouldn't. If you have had kids or don't want to fight because these guys are idiots, when you put on that orange necklace and sign the waiver that gives them permission to touch you but not push you to the wall, choke you. To me, a cheap little back road haunted house is better than this. All they want to do is get your money, and that's all. It wasn't even scary. I won't ever be going there again, and I hope you don't either, because, and I'm going to say it again, it sucks. It costs way too much, and you are going to get threatened if you try to scare your own mom.
What?
I'm sorry. And your own family. And if you don't believe me, try it yourself. You will be disappointed. And if I could give this place 0 stars, I would. And if any staff from the penitentiary are reading this, you all suck at acting. End of review.
Ouch.
That was two sentences. There's one period in the middle. My breath work is not up to par for this kind of a acting gig, but
I could tell.
Yeah. I tried to scare my own mom.
People would pay good money to be pushed up against a wall by a man.
Choked.
And by, like, either in this context or many other contexts, they would pay good money.
Doctor's office.
Yeah, so true.
A lot of places. I mean, the first two people probably would have killed for this experience.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first two people were like, please shove me. And now this guy's like, yeah, he choked me against the wall. It wasn't even scary.
It wasn't like, even scary.
Oh my God. I was trying to scare my mom the whole time.
This person's just too tough. That's all it is.
It's pretty impressive.
Really impressive. I wonder what they did to try to scare their mom.
I wonder that too.
Was it that bad that actually that it warranted that kind of a response?
Yeah. I feel like probably they were like, stop trying to hide in the haunted house. You know what I mean? Like, I imagine it was like a jump scare. Like, they ran around a corner. And you're not supposed to like go into the...
Yeah,
actors' places. I feel like maybe they tried to jump out, and
they ended up in the break room that's in the middle of the penitentiary.
Yeah, the security was like, "You cannot do that." I don't know. I don't know, but you could try it if you want.
Yesterday we went to the outlet mall, and mom had to go to the bathroom, and we pointed it. Francisca and I pointed it out. She walks up, and there are two sets of doors. One is glass, and a long hallway past it.
Oh no!
The other. It just looks like, it does not look like, it's a big metal door, and it says, authorized personnel only. Guess which one she walked into.
The one where she believes she deserves to be in, which is authorized personnel only.
And the door closed behind her.
No,
and
she got in?
Yeah, no, she went in, and I didn't notice at first, and I looked down the glass, through the glass, down the hallway, and she wasn't there, and I said, did she just go in there? Was that her? And I was like, Mom, and... She opens the door again. I was like, that's the wrong door. She was like, yeah, I figured that out. And then went down the right one.
She probably made a friend in there with the security personnel. Oh, my God. It is kind of amazing how you can just kind of wander in wherever you want.
Yeah, it was wide open. I mean, I asked Francisca what they use that for. And she said that's where they like take out the trash or something. And that's a way to access the stores from within.
It's not anything very.
Because it's like an outdoor type outlet mall thing. So anyway. Yeah, it wasn't anything that serious, but it was, I saw the door close behind her. I'm like, wait, was that her that walked in? She walked ahead of us. Like, is that?
The German lady just wanders into the authorized personnel room. Yeah, that sounds about right.
But yeah, I want to picture though, that this is like a 12-year-old who just said boo to their mom, and some guy like grabs his kid
and chokes him
out and's like, you little shit,
somehow,
that's my job.
I doubt it.
Okay, yeah, probably
but
not.
It's possible.
Probably not.
I mean, if you don't believe him, you can try it yourself.
Choking out a... Oh.
No, he said, if you don't believe it, if you scare your own family, try it yourself.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Careful.
Next time mom goes in that personnel, wait outside.
And choke.
Jump.
I should have just choked Francisca. No, how did this work? What's the right way to make it the same?
I don't know. Ask the character guy, the boss at the other place. He knows how to develop a whole character story.
Okay, good idea. Anyway, I'm going to move on to my review of Tower of London, which is a haunted place, supposedly.
We've been there.
So we have. This is a tower where the crown jewels are, famously stolen by someone in some probably 200 movies. Here is a review. This is a one-star review by Gary. Kind of gave me sus vibes. End of review.
Oh my god. This is, I feel like, what was the word like 10 years ago that we were all saying? Sketchy.
Oh, sketchy.
I feel like there were, I feel like there's always a new word for like,
yeah.
Sus is good
though. Sussy bussy.
Sussy bussy. Oh my god. Yeah, what? Yeah,
that's why I included it. So this could be sort of a time capsule.
Time capsule, yeah, yeah.
For future people to listen and think, what were they saying back in 2021?
Right. So when they're on the tour of the Tower of London, they have those big audio remotes that you put near your head.
Mm.
They'll hear this audio playing for them.
Yeah.
Go to the gift shop.
Get your sussy tower shirts.
Aw.
Was that cute to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love like a fun little TikTok themed gift
Tower
shop.
Tower of London gift shop.
Yeah.
This is the crossover no one needs.
Nobody needs it. Okay, this is an email we received from Neve back in the day, and this was when you had a challenge, I believe, to find places for movies or TV shows.
Okay.
But I looked up some places in our inbox, and I found this review. It's from the Ohio State Reformatory, which was featured on Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures. And, well, you're going to hate it. So here's a review from TripAdvisor. It's one star by Todd, and the title of it is, "Caveat emptor, my paranormal chums."
Oh, my God. Is that buyer beware?
Is it?
Caveat emptor?
That sounds right.
And sorry, what is this of?
The Ohio State Reformatory.
Ohio State Reformatory. Mm-hmm. Yes, it means the principle that the buyer alone is responsible for checking the quality and suitability of goods before a purchase is made.
I guess like you can't help but say it in that voice then.
Mm-hmm.
It's also featured in Shawshank Redemption, just for for everybody's information.
Cool.
So here's a review. One star. "The ingenious team at this haunted locality is not very efficient. By the way, why are you bothering them? Expect no accountability for service of any kind and prepare to be teleported at breakneck speed to the Ohio State Reformatory gift shop, where you will be marked for Mansfield visors and Mansfield hoodies and Mansfield sipper bottles that both suck and can be sucked. The staff at OSR feels they can afford this hubris because they vie themselves the darlings of reality shows like Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters. The fact that no one has ever really captured a photograph or a video of a discernible apparition doesn't seem to bother them. No, this much is negligible. They hold the chalice in iced earth, Dante's Inferno."
What? What? They hold the chalice in iced earth, Dante's Inferno?
What more do you want?
I'm picturing somebody. Somebody is listening to this episode with a pipe and a tweed jacket, and they're just nodding their head. They're like, yeah.
Somebody said it.
You
finally
said it. Yep.
Somebody said it. It's about time.
But I have no idea what's going on. Okay, I understand the Mansfield. That's a prison from Shawshank, right? Is the name of the prison. So they have all this merch for it?
No, Mansfield. Mm-hmm. I think that's also the name of it.
Oh, that's also the name? Okay.
It's Mansfield is like where it is in Mansfield, Ohio.
Ooh, my bad. Okay. I was thinking, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's...
Oh, it's Shawshank Prison. Duh.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Okay, I'm slow.
But no, yeah. So it's in Mansfield, Ohio.
Oh, I was thinking... Okay, so they took
so
like
they're basically
Mansfield
just saying,
merch.
Yeah, it's merch for
the city?
No, the...
Okay.
The prison.
Sorry, I got confused because it was called Ohio State...
Yeah.
Reformatory? What is it?
Ohio State Reformatory, but it's also called Mansfield Prison. I think it's just another name for it because it's in Mansfield.
Okay.
So, sorry. Yeah, to clarify, they mean you're now a mark for buying all this merchandise.
Got it. Makes sense.
And sipper bottles that both suck and can be sucked. Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay.
That one was...
Oof. All right. Now, I'd rather you not interrupt me when I'm saying things like, They hold the chalice in iced earth, Dante's inferno, the keys to the mysterious noises on death row. That's parentheses.
Oh, dear God.
Dot, 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 H-E-H, dash, H-E-H, dot, dot, dot.
You said that perfectly.
Thank you.
I'm a little put off by the, how perfect, but.
This is my audition for the role. Which you will pay dearly to sample, and which probably have more to do with neglected sewer rats in the pipes than Dick the Butcher in his high-voltage death throes. To the staff at OSR, mostly femmes, despite the fact that femmes are not wanted by the supposedly evil spirits in C Block, there are two conditions possible. A. The sucker. B. Everyone else. Lack of concrete evidence and the stench of mendacity can only lead one to believe that this is a put-up job, a con, a hoax, for devout readers of Charles Fort and S. Robert Trailins only. Don't ask. Judge for yourself. As for me, I can grasp why Harry Houdini despised hucksters like this, who made it their quest to separate the disparate and the weak-willed from their money. End of review. Eight users thanked Todd for this review.
No. No one, stop thanking Todd, is it?
Todd, yeah.
Of course it's Todd, but stop thanking Todd, everybody.
leave Todd to his own devices. He's perfectly happy where he is.
Oh, God. Has Todd ever been perfectly happy?
No,
clearly is experiencing some sort of just general ennui and probably puts that on every single business. I bet there's a review that long, same type of verbiage about a Dunkin'
like
Donuts.
Like a Sonic. Yeah. Like something totally sure irrelevant. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should have checked.
I'm glad you didn't.
No, it's probably for the best. Yeah. So that is something. And when Neve said it, the email said, like, please be sure to read this in the voice.
You did great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I tried. And I hated it. And that's all.
I did too.
Good.
For what it's worth. It was awful for me. I did not enjoy
that
it.
That makes it worth it.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad for you. My next one, I'm going to read. This is also owner response related, but we're going a little different route with the owner response where I'd say it was a little bit of an overreaction.
And this is a different place.
This is a different place. Okay. Yes, sorry. This is of...
Because I kind
of
missed the other guy, but I'm glad he's been encapsulated in a positive light.
Exactly. Yeah. And I didn't find any negative owner responses from there. This one is of New Orleans Haunted Pub Tour.
Mm.
Titled... It's on TripAdvisor. It is titled, Fake, Boring, and Irritating. It's one star. So here is what Katie had to say.
Uh-oh.
Taking part in any of Bloody Mary's tours is a colossal waste of time. She's a sensationalist fraud. You're better off talking to people on the street than visiting the haunted museum, unless you're into overpriced crystals and cheesy tchotchkes. Worse yet, her spirits include a young couple who lost their lives to tragedy post-Katrina. Her greedy exploit...
Zach and Addie.
Zach and Addie? Oh, that's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
It's a house in New Orleans that... Anyway, yeah.
Oh, I believe that there was...
I could have said anything, but
yeah.
It's true. I've covered it, so I just wanted to throw it out there. Or maybe I'm covered it because it's also haunted. I forget, but...
Yeah. Okay.
For any crossover fans, little
crossover fans, shout out. Okay. Shout out to that couple who lost their lives to tragedy.
Yeah, terrible.
No, I did not look into it. Her greedy exploitation is a disgrace to New Orleans, its history, and people. And you, if you cough up your cash like this idiot spitting whiskey at the walls, spend your time in New Orleans elsewhere. So,
uh-oh.
That's a review.
That would I sense incoming some not happy responses or a not happy response.
So here's the owner at Bloody Mary's Tours giving a response. Since I am positive that you have not taken all my tours, or maybe even any, your review is suspicious at best. Cyberbullying and trolling added to attempted efforts of financial loss is illegal. Your obvious personal or competitive issue shines brightly since you say nothing about the pub tour at all and simply use vulgar insults. Saying that, quote, taking part in any of Bloody Mary's tour is a colossal waste, end quote, compounds this libel. It is illegal to accuse me or my business of being a fraud.
Oh.
My business is 25 years long and a legitimately run establishment. My tours, research, and spirit work are all quite sincere, as well as is my priestess initiations. I'm also a published author and expert in my field. Just because you may not understand or believe in spirit work and remain unaware of its practices, that is still no excuse for your religious intolerance. Plus, again, this has nothing to do with the tours. You do seem very prejudiced to its doctrine, and hate is not tolerated here. My family is a 300-year-long bloodline in New Orleans, so I am very much a part of the history here, and I am her people. Where are you from? I will ask this review will come down, and I may take it to a legal level. Your trolling and cyberbullying crosses the line into unlawful or criminal behavior. End of response.
Oh my god!
It was like a bad review, like negative and not nice, and then the freaking like,
Wow.
There was a lot touched in the response that was not even alluded to.
Yeah, fair. I feel like they kind of got some stuff off their chest. They've been waiting to get off their chest.
Yeah. So it felt very... And that was not the only owner response. There were a lot.
Were they all that dramatic?
There was some that like where they left one star, but was they were said it was not good. They were like, one star is drastic, frowny face, and then they kind of guilted them. And
they're like, but damn, it's not illegal, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Shoot.
Like, they didn't go the extra step or cross that line. Also, this response came later, so maybe they just got fed up.
They were like, this was like, it's built up to this point, and this is the tipping point.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, what a tipping point it is for wow. Okay, first of all, as much as I want to say, no, I don't want to say that's... That's probably not great, but I was going to say, as much as I want people to not be allowed to write what these kind of one-star reviews are, that's not true. That would be a whole free speech thing. What I'm trying to say is, thank God it's not illegal, because we really wouldn't have a job.
Oh,
if
that's
it were
true.
Illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get the insinuation of like, wow, this is slanderous or libelous, but like... It's not, I mean, it's not going to do anything.
It was mostly opinion. I mean, it's all opinion. I mean,
it's not like
they said factually she's a sensationalist fraud. It was just their opinion and how they view, which.
Yeah, it's not. You're not going to, no one's going to jail for that. Okay. And no one's going to have to pay up for that. Especially in like a forum, like one star review.
And it was interesting because there was literally nothing about. Like, I felt like there was not, like, there was specific to this person and this person's, like, how they run their business. And I'm not saying it was nice or wrong or right. But, like, then the response, they assumed more about the reviewer than the reviewer assumed about Bloody Mary here.
I feel like they expanded it to more than what it was originally said. Yeah, I know I've said this before and it probably sounds annoying, but in journalism school, like one of the things I retained was that it is nearly impossible to actually successfully sue for libel and slander. It's just a really hard thing to prove.
Thank God, because we'd be in big trouble with this show.
And this is not going to happen. Sorry to this person.
Yeah.
It's not criminal. This review's not...
I wouldn't be surprised if that response was more as a
thing for tactic.
And also for others to try to get them to take it down, A, and then B, if anyone else reads it, to...
Like, I'm going to back off.
Yeah, to not leave their own reviews and maybe take the initial review here less seriously.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Well, that was really dramatic. I feel like I wish they had just said, like... Wow, are you a torturer? Because you cut me to the bone.
I know, right? That's what the freaking...
I feel like that disarms a reviewer more than
exactly
this angry retort. But,
I
you know,
like
sometimes...
there are good ways to do it. I don't know.
All right. So I found a list now from mysanantonio.com. And it was a list of best, worst, and funniest Yelp reviews of haunted houses in San Antonio.
Nice.
And I found one by Christine of 13th Floor Haunted House. It's a 2-star review. I did this haunt a few years ago by myself while in town on business and got slammed into the wall by a large snake that pops out of the wall, causing me to hit my head on the wall so hard that I got knocked out and woke up on the floor. I let the staff know and saw the medic. Needless to say, I hated this haunt. So I decided to go with my husband this year while we were in town, and the same snake is still there. I saw it and told my husband. I darted past the hole in the wall to avoid getting slammed in the wall again. My husband tried to get past it and he got slammed into the wall too. What the fuck? He said it hurt his shoulder and he could still feel it when we were back at the hotel. end of review. There was one more line about, like, anyway, otherwise, parking is, you know, but this was, like, the meat of the review, to clarify.
Well, I went to a haunted house, and I hurt my finger, so.
That's right. And everybody's trying to climb in the ambulance together.
This person got knocked unconscious because they flung themselves into the wall?
No, a snake hit them. Hold on.
It sounded like they got scared.
A large snake pops out of the wall, caught. I got slammed into the wall by a large snake that pops out of the wall, causing me to hit my head on the wall.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Both of them apparently... I think I just really loved the review of, I hated this place because I got injured and I went unconscious and the snake hit me. So then I took my husband this year and then told him all about it. And he got hit in the head and slammed into the wall.
I weirdly respect that they went again to try it out again.
Yeah.
Instead of... Because this review came after the second time.
So they waited. Yeah. And it was 2 stars. It wasn't as terrible as it could have been.
I feel like if this snake were an actual problem, something would have been done.
Yeah. It was still there. I don't know if these are the only 2 people that have ever gotten their heads slammed into the wall by the snake. But to wake up unconscious, if that's true that they woke up unconscious on the floor, that's horrifying. But I don't know.
I also don't know. It wasn't bad enough where they... Or maybe they went back. You know what might have happened?
What?
They forgot what happened. And then came back the next time with their husband.
They were concussed.
And saw their husband get attacked by the snake. Or they saw that hole in the wall and they thought, huh, I feel like I need to rush by this for some reason.
This hole is bringing back so many traumatic memories I didn't even know I had.
Same.
Yeah.
I know what that feeling.
Happens all the time.
Yes.
Again, someone would pay big money to be shoved in the head by the snake.
So true. Knocked unconscious by a snake.
I mean, seriously, come on. Can you imagine? It's a dream.
It's a dream.
At a penitentiary, no less.
No. Pay good money. I have a review. This is of the Orlando Universal Haunt or Haunt, whatever it's called.
Okay.
You know what I mean. The one with the spookiness happens at Universal Halloween night, Halloween Haunt, Halloween.
I think Halloween.
Halloween Horror. It says it in the review. I should probably have just looked down and checked. This is of Halloween Horror in Orlando at Universal. Here we go. 1 star. We went to the Halloween Horror Night last Thursday, the 25th of October, and all we did was queue nonstop. This was the biggest ripoff I have ever experienced. We waited outside to park our car from 6:30 and did not get in the park until 10 past 8. With the average wait time of 2 hours per ride, there was simply no way you could get round them all. This was a huge ripoff. Teenagers falling about drunk out of control. At one point, a fight broke out and one of the two smashed a bottle over the other one's head. Not what you want to let your family see? Lots of question marks, sorry. If you're wondering what that weird noise was. In another queue, girls were throwing up all over with drink.
Oh my God.
Guys were mouthing off and swearing. The simple fact is Universal are too greedy. Let too many people enter and can't control it. It was hellish. End of review.
Oh God.
I just found it funny that they described a horror night as hellish and it was somehow a bad thing.
Yeah, those are all paid actors.
How horrific does this sound? Sounds horrific.
It sounds...
Well, guess what? It's in the name.
It's absolutely horror nights. Those are all paid actors. They have a whole backstory. They've been out drinking. One of them stole the other's girlfriend. It's a whole thing.
After a certain time of night, do they turn into zombies or something?
No, they just puke everywhere.
Well, it's more about the reality
thing.
It's
more of like Biohazard, you know?
Talking about this and then like the Biohazard and then that last review reminds me of the Nathan For You episode.
I was just thinking about that.
He helps a haunted house by scaring people by making them think they caught some deadly disease.
So that it's actually scary.
And they like put them in like a fake ambulance and stuff. And
I kept thinking about that when we were saying like people climbing into the ambulance.
They have all these people in like hazmat suits come out to like, because they think they have like a deadly virus.
It's all paid actors and it makes it just as scary. I agree with you. I think if you leave feeling like just uncomfortable and scared, like, they did something right.
That's why I feel leaving your house every
exactly
every time I'm here. So.
And you never pay me.
True.
For all the hard work I put. I wear this cloak. I do everything right. I scare you. You even like shouted earlier because you were so frightened by my face.
I've been knocked unconscious by snakes like 10 times in this house.
There's just holes in the wall, and sometimes things happen.
Things happen, everybody.
I don't want to spoil the whole event for you.
All of you will one day have the chance to come to her home.
You never know. Well, I mean, it sounds pretty horrific to me. I agree with you. Let's see. So now this one, I found it in an email, and I was just Googling like haunted houses, and this one came up, and it's not really an attraction, but it came up from multiple emails from a few months ago. Both Destiny and Lisa sent it in, and it was so wild that I was like, I'm just going to put it at the end of my notes because it's Halloween-y, and I don't want to forget about it.
Okay.
So Destiny sent an email, said, I'm in dental hygiene school and I'm a part of a few dental hygiene groups on Facebook. Let me know if you've heard of this.
I'm in a lot of dental hygiene groups.
One of the people in the group posted a screenshot of this review.
Wait, dental hygiene groups?
Yeah.
So they're studying to be a dental hygienist. Is that what you said? Are the dental hygiene groups for dental hygienists or just to learn about just general dental hygiene? Is it just like enthusiasts of different electric toothbrushes?
This is for people who work in the industry, I imagine.
Okay.
And so somebody shared...
What if you're just a fan?
I mean...
Of dental hygiene?
I bet there's layered... I bet there's like levels because you know how they make you fill out questions on Facebook when you join a group?
Yes. Oh, do you think they test you on your dental hygiene?
They might ask for your diploma or something. I don't know.
What? Okay, I want to do a weird little mind meld. Not really weird. Okay. Well, it is weird to everyone but us. But what do you think of when you think of dental hygienists?
Oh, this seems like a dangerous game. What do I think of? Like bubblegum toothpaste? I don't know.
No. Ew. What's that?
I don't know. That's a gross flavor they always used at the dentist.
Let me give a better, maybe an easier prompt. What other role or job do you think of?
Oh, yeah. Bengal.
The Bengals.
I know, but...
The Bengal cheerleaders, right?
It's a very strange crossover.
It is so bizarre. I don't understand why.
I've looked at the calendar before, the Bengals calendar. Those are the cheerleaders.
Yeah, in my room every year.
In your room. He has every year from 1995 all the way till today when he was 2 years old.
I was
going
to say, 95 is a very specific year. That's not the year I was born, so... Because we went to Bengals games a lot growing up. Big Bengals fans. First,
we wanted to keep them as mementos. But yeah, we always went to Bengals games, and the Bengals are the professional cheerleaders.
Yeah,
and like a lot, most they don't get paid probably enough or very well.
I've read this whole thing about how cheerleaders get paid, and it's absolute garbage, and it's really fucked up.
Yeah, because they're literal athletes.
Yeah, it's super exploitative. It's terrible.
And so a lot of them, and then so they post like their careers alongside.
They have a spotlight usually, and then they have show multiple Bengals or just one, and they show what their other job is or what they're
like
going
their career
to
path
be doing
or whatever. Yeah,
I swear to God, at least half of them were dental hygienists. I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
but it was like always like and growing up like that's not a job that I never necessarily thought of, except that's the only context I saw it in, because we don't have anyone that we know personally
in either field in like, of professional cheerleading or,
so whenever we'd go we'd see that and we'd just be like, that's so specific, and it's always
maybe
the
have a chokehold on the industry.
It's something,
maybe,
right?
That's what Destiny's trying to hide from us, is that in these groups it's sort of like a black market, like
explain to me how this
like
cheerleading,
they have an opening, and so then you know it gets there. It's like in LA when you're in the industry and they have like these underground publications you can only access from certain people. This is true, by the way, and they have like openings for assistants, but you can only see them in like certain underground publications that people will forward you. I mean, it's like such a mess, but I don't know, maybe there's like a slot opening, you guys get first dibs. That's what's happening
Bengal
in these
cheerleaders.
Groups. Destiny, let us know.
I'm sorry for that tangent. I just couldn't help it.
I mean, the mind meld worked after second time.
After bubblegum toothpaste.
After bubblegum toothpaste. So this screenshot, I guess, was in there. And Destiny says, I looked up the place and it's a legit review. And then Lisa also sent it in. The subject of the email was haunted toothbrush.
Uh-oh.
So just to give you some clarification why we're talking about dental
I was gonna say, I realized, what episode are we doing right now?
Yeah, and this is a one-star review from Google, and it is a legitimate review. I have the screenshot right here. And it cuts off the user's name, probably for the best. Let's just let them stay anonymous. Let's call them Bengal.
Yes, please.
Let's do it. And this is a one-star review, okay?
Okay.
I have generally had a good experience here until recently. I recently had a dental cleaning, and the hygienist gave me a new toothbrush and other goodies at the end of my visit. That night before bed, I decided to use my new toothbrush. I brushed my teeth, put my new toothbrush in the holder next to the sink, and went to bed. The next morning, I walked out into the living room, and my new toothbrush was sitting on the windowsill next to my dining room table. I thought, that's odd, I'm certain I put it in the holder last night, and I put it back in my bathroom. That night, I did my normal routine and went to bed. The following morning, I woke up, used the restroom, and noticed my toothbrush was missing. I looked all around the house and found the toothbrush was sitting on my nightstand. I started to get freaked out. I live alone and have no history of sleepwalking, so I have no idea why this happened. The only logical conclusion is that the toothbrush I was given by the hygienist is haunted. I decided to take the toothbrush and throw it out because I can't take another poltergeist experience. It is possible that this is the only one in the office that they have given out, but I hope the dental office didn't receive a batch of them from the manufacturer, which are all haunted. I can describe the toothbrush exactly. It has a clear plastic head of tightly clustered bristles with a long clear handle with a yellow grip with Oral-B stamped on the bottom of the handle. I would check to see if any other patients have received the same toothbrush as me and check if they have experienced the spooky and haunting experience as I have. End of review.
I like how much they care about other people and hope that... Well, how many stars was that?
One.
Yikes. Okay. That I don't like so much.
It's not the hygienist's fault that this is, I mean, maybe it is.
Yeah, you know, actually,
this
maybe.
This hygienist is moonlighting as a Bengal and
Ooh.
A wizard.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of what would it... I don't want to insult witches. Or wizards, I guess, so...
Yeah, okay. Hmm. A warlock. Is that like the evil version, or is that just male witch?
I don't know, Alexander. Like... No, because I know male witches can also be called witches.
People do gender these things. I don't know. Is there like a gender neutral?
I think witch is gender neutral.
Which could be gender neutral.
Yeah, okay, I'm pretty sure people use witch for both now. But
sorry,
I don't know. This is like so. I know this is off topic, but yeah, I don't know.
But
I don't know.
It's very important.
What I'm saying is the dental hygienist could very well be doing some moonlighting on the side, if you will.
Oh,
literally
moonlighting. Oh,
yeah, some spells.
Ooh,
some poltergeist spells. I just really love the really, really subtle, vague. I can't take another poltergeist experience.
I love that. Oh yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if I misheard that. You said
no.
Another. I wasn't sure if you said another or not, but I thought I heard another.
I said another. Yeah.
Oh my god. It's
I decided to throw it out because I can't take another poltergeist experience.
Well, this happened to your retainer, no?
It did. That's true. A dental. Oh my god, you're right. It literally did happen to my retainer.
So it might just... not that be that place specifically, but it might be some sort of conspiracy sort of mystical.
No wonder they're not letting anyone into these dental hygiene groups on Facebook.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're really
There's
closed
a lot of
off.
Shit going on.
Holy crap!
Who sent this in?
Destiny and Lisa, but Destiny okay. is the one who said they were in the hygienist group.
Destiny might get kicked out after this.
Destiny, you're really revealing
Destiny,
a lot.
We might need to do some digging into this.
I cannot believe this. I mean, clearly. I believe in ghosts. Okay, it's part of my whole shtick and my whole job. Yeah. But also, like, if this has happened to you before, I feel like maybe you're sleepwalking.
Yeah,
yeah. Why does this keep happening? That you keep receiving haunted items from people that move around the house? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is a ghost who just wants you to brush your teeth.
And living alone for like a year,
yeah,
I might have been sleepwalking at times and just never knew it.
That's exactly
I used
it.
To when I was little.
Yeah.
But yeah, you never know. You might just do it sometimes, and
yeah.
you just how would you know? Unless
exactly.
you set up a camera, so you should do that. I do want to say that you were right about witch being gender neutral.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Warlock was adopted from the Scots.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, so warlock was the male term for magic user in the Scots language.
I see.
And then English just kind of took that, but which was always meant to be gender
Both.
Neutral.
Right,
so
yes. Okay, cool.
My mistake. Anyway.
You're never getting into this hygiene group.
I don't want to, though.
I know, it's
Next
scary.
Episode is going to be reviews of haunted hygiene products.
We already have one. I have one from my personal life.
We'll delete all of this so we can reuse it.
Honestly, though, that's true. That happened to my retainer. No
it
joke.
Did. It did.
And it was very frightening. And I was not sleepwalking because I was not sleeping.
Yeah.
My dad still talks about it.
Yeah.
It was freaky. So, yeah, maybe it is a... Maybe they just are really concerned with our hygiene. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But let us know if you've had a haunted experience with your toothbrush or floss or water
right
pick.
In to beachtoosandy at gmail.com.
Strange.
My next one, I had to do this. I had to find an app review. And you might be thinking, but this is Halloween attractions. Well, with COVID, it's a little harder to necessarily go and get touched by people. So...
Even though you crave it.
As much as you crave it. So... Do it virtually. So this is a review of Wardwell House VR. It's a haunted house virtual reality experience on the App Store.
Smart.
I know.
App Store Lord. Okay.
This is a 1-star review. How the hell do I move? End of review.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny. It's just like...
It sounds like they're still stuck there.
I know. There's so many people just reviewing these. I read so many, and so many people were asking, I can't open the door. They weren't even asking. They were just saying, I can't open the doors with the symbols on it. I can't do this. I can't even leave. And they said, one person said, I don't know what to do after the animal bone is found. And it's just... But you can't respond. Only the developer can.
Right.
So the developer technically could respond and give advice and spoilers, but they probably don't want to. So they treat it like a forum.
I'm still in this room. I'm still in this closet with the animal bones. Oh my God. How do you move in that? Is it like you walk around with your phone?
I don't think so. I think...
Because I know like a VR is different.
Yeah. Oftentimes you have like some sort of like little... Actually, I don't know in this case with
like
the phone
this is
VR,
a phone, right? It's not like a regular.
Maybe you're supposed to hit play and it just like walks you through it and the person just didn't know that. I did see some reviews for these VR things where people say that like, the gamepad didn't work. I don't know what that means. But yeah, I did see a video. This is different of someone doing VR, but it was not just iPhone VR. It was like a full VR set and they had one of those VR treadmills.
Oh,
and
you can actually strap in,
and it's just a circular thing about, like, and you just stand there and you can like run on it.
Oh, that's terrifying. I would hurt myself.
There's this person who was like really leaning into it, sprinting on this little circular
that
stand.
Must make it so much scarier in real.
I looked it up, those are like $1,500. So,
I mean,
it makes sense,
only a few times more than a Dance Dance Revolution dance pad. So, I feel like, It's not that bad.
Not the worst.
So what does happen after the animal bones, since you seem to know so much about?
I have not played yet.
Oh, okay.
I did buy one of those a while ago, like years ago. One of those cardboard VR.
Google.
And I didn't really.
Glass? Is that what it's called?
Well, Google Glass is those glasses.
Oh, then what are the, the cardboard ones. I've played with those.
Yeah. You can, certain apps, and you slide your phone in.
Yeah.
You put the Google things on put the goggles on your face and you can watch VR things, and it works with certain apps. I don't even remember what I used it for, because
it
was
cracked
so,
me up.
I was like, I don't know what I do with this.
Cracks me up because I just picture in like 100 years that's going to be at a museum, like they made it out of cardboard, you know?
Right?
It's going to be so laughable. Like, wow, early VR, we put cardboard on our face and we're like so amazed. But it's true. I did that one of those at like when I interned at Esquire, and I remember sitting there going like, this is the future. Like, it's so free, but it's literally a piece of cardboard. Anyway, let us know if you know what happens after the animal bones, because I can't get that out of my head. Okay. I have an email here from Jess. I think this is my last one.
Okay.
And Jess says, there's a seriously amazing cookie place in Orlando, Florida called Gideon's Bakehouse. And I guess during Halloween, they sell like Halloween-y cookies.
Halloween-y cookies.
In Orlando. Oh, Walt Disney World. Sorry. They opened their second location at Walt Disney World. And I guess during Halloween, they sell spooky cookies.
Ooh.
So this is a 1-star review by Gail. Title is Gideon's Bakehouse, Disney Springs. This is on Yelp. Bakery or a cult? My grandson Robert and I waited for 7 hours for a cookie. Little did I know I would be entering a haunted house of the devil. I had the willies. The pictures, they frightened me. It was too dark. I told Robert no, I would not buy him any witch cookies. I ran out of there faster than green grass through a goose. And what is that monster on the roof? A gargoyle? I pray for you, Mr. Gideon. I pray. End of review. I don't know if this is a fake review, but it made me laugh.
So who were they there with?
Their grandson, Robert.
Grandson, and they ran out and left Robert in there to deal with the demons.
Robert wanted a witch cookie, and she said, oh my God, no way. What is this, a cult? We're at Walt Disney World. Why are they selling witch cookies?
And left the grandchild behind, basically.
I guess it was set up all spooky-like. And she was like, no.
And the pictures. It's the pictures. What kind of picture did they show you? Like a slide? It was one of those carousel projectors?
It's probably, yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Probably literally a witch. I don't know. She said, little did I know I'd be entering a haunted house of the devil. I had the willies. I told him I would not buy him any witch cookies. And then I guess there was a gargoyle on the roof, which was too far. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was a gargoyle from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's
Notre
religious,
Dame.
Isn't it?
That movie?
No.
I don't think
that,
so.
That gargoyle.
Maybe.
It's really religious.
It's probably anti-Semitic, like most old Disney movies, so religious, but not in the right ways.
Oh, yikes. Well, she ran out of there faster than green grass through a goose, so I think as long as we all hold on to that sentiment,
I do like that.
We're going to make it far in life. Yeah.
I've got one now. This is my last one before a redemption. This is of the Fear Experience Haunted House, I believe Cleveland, Ohio. This is a Facebook review, so it just says doesn't recommend. Mm. This was the worst haunted house I've ever been to. There was nothing scary about it besides the smell of it. Inside smelled like straight cat piss. Not worth the money.
Oh,
end
no.
End of review.
Again,
they do smell pretty bad usually.
A haunted house.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's because people are so sweaty and like?
I think it's because they have cats pissing everywhere.
Okay,
fair. What do you think?
No. Fair.
I think it's probably like the fog machines, especially.
Yeah, those don't smell.
Those
good.
Don't smell good.
And then everybody's crammed in a tight space. I'm just saying, true. Like stress sweat is a thing. I feel like adrenaline, like
ooh, the pheromones.
Ew! Stop it.
Stinky pheromones.
I feel like I can't. Yeah, nothing. It's not gonna smell good in there.
No. Oh, God.
But again, it sounds scary, and that's what you signed up for, so
be happy. Exactly. Exactly.
You're going to get choked
that's something where it's
against
like,
a wall in a pile of cat piss.
Yeah, people, you can't please everybody. Like, some people want to go for the cat piss. Other people want to go to get choked.
They're like, I wore this glow stick for cat piss experience, and I didn't get any. I barely got any.
Oh, getting paid to be at peed on,
that's
to get
a different
choked.
Thing.
I mean, this whole
it's
thing.
It's all a different thing.
Haunted houses sound pretty fun.
See, well, yep.
This next review is my final review. This is a redemption.
Yay.
This is of Execution Rocks Lighthouse.
Oh.
Which is a lighthouse I saw. Dee and I went and we saw it from someone else's beach at their house. It was a whole trespassing thing that we did. It was a little not intentional. Don't get mad.
Hold on, I'm dialing 911.
No.
Don't get mad at me.
I wanted to see this lighthouse that was on someone's property. But they were like, you can only access it from the water. And so we thought, oh, well, look at this. We looked at the map. There's this beach. So if we walk up this beach, but as we were walking up, we saw people we didn't see people, thankfully, but we saw their like beach things out on the beach, like their chairs,
their belongings,
and we were very close to their guest house type thing, like beautiful property. And then we turn a corner, see the lighthouse. I'm like, okay, that's good. But then off in the distance, from there you could also see in the water Execution Rocks Lighthouse, which was featured on Ghost Adventures, which is supposedly haunted.
Right.
This is what Michael has to say. This is a 5-star review. Never been there, but it's really haunted. Ghost Adventures went there, so it's gotta be real. LOL. Kissy face emoji. # Ghost Adventures fan.
Oh.
End of review.
God, it's so embarrassing.
I love it.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
That's cute.
Listen.
It's cute.
I guess so. I want to point out here that I read hundreds, Alexander, of one-star reviews of the haunted museum.
Oh, Zach Bagans. I didn't even bother.
Hundreds. I read like every single, I mean, a lot. And they were all really
valid.
A lot of them were really valid.
I know some things that from the going there.
We've been
that,
there. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, I didn't.
You can't defend this Zach Bagans that you did.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some things that are like, eek. But some of them were like, I am the world's biggest Ghost Adventures fan. How could Zach do this? Like, they're,
oh my God.
They're
like take it very personally.
Yeah. Like they're like, Zach didn't even come say hi to us. And I'm like, why would he say hi to you? I don't know. People have like a very weird fan base
I
for
think
him.
Before we went, what was that? 4 years ago? Three years ago? It was your bachelorette party.
2018. Yeah. 3 years ago. Okay, July 2018. Yeah.
Three and a half. Okay. Not quite. 3 years ago. I remember reading reviews where people said, oh, Zach came out and we saw Zach.
That
was a thing people talked about happening.
Yeah.
So in my head, I was like, oh, that would be weird if Zach Bagans
showed up. Yeah, I guess since he lives nearby, he sometimes stops over and is, like, does a little appearance.
But to actually expect it and think that you deserve
that every tour group gets to see him is like a lot.
You deserve to see Zach Bagans, please.
Yeah. Some people were upset that they didn't get really haunted. And I'm like,
I saw the Dybbuk box and I'm still alive. What is this nonsense?
Yeah, literally people were like, I didn't get touched or scratched or anything. And I'm like, what is wrong with these people that they all crave, quote unquote, getting physically assaulted by people or things?
I left a review. I mean, I read a review that said Baggy Daddy didn't even scratch me.
You left a review.
I reworded it. I said I read it.
Yeah. Oh, Baggy Daddy, stop it. That's bad for me. Anyway,
he's a baddie.
That was a great redemption though. I really like
I thought you'd appreciate it.
Yeah,
and it's of a lighthouse, which I am obsessed with.
Yeah, you guys, he I really wanted to see it. I know he like broke the law, but he really wanted to see it. Yeah. And now he's in the
dungeon in London or something.
He's a lighthouse trespasser.
Yeah. What a lame reason to go to prison, though.
It's better than a sheep stealer. I don't know. I feel like lighthouse
sheep stealer. Like maybe I'm kidnapping the sheep to give it a better life. I don't know what life.
You didn't do a very good job if you got caught prison.
But at least that's a little more noble than. Oh yeah, I went on someone's property so I could look at their lighthouse.
That's fair. But what they don't understand is you're a big fan of Daddy Batty or whatever you call
him. Oh yeah. Let me remember. Baggy Daddy. Baggy Daddy?
Yeah, that's what you called him. I'm never saying it again.
Zacky Daddy. Zacky Baggy Daddy.
Stop.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, thank God. Thanks for listening. This is our final Halloween-themed episode, as far as we know.
As far as we know.
You never know what's going to happen.
I think something will not happen, but...
What?
I don't expect another one.
Yeah, but, you know, we never know.
We never know.
And therefore, you never know. So, we'll find out, but... I guess we're heading into more holiday season, so we're going to have probably some more themed episodes. We'll see. But until then, just enjoy the parade. It's coming through the whole country.
Oh, yeah.
If you see the French horn dog.
And if you want to celebrate my birthday, you're too late. Don't even bother saying happy birthday.
You have 11 months.
It was a month ago. You missed it.
You have 11 months to prepare for next year. So you better start now.
Get to work.